Welcome to the Guy R. Cook Report, B2B Thursday. You're listening to Fraser Ramsey, one of the co-hosts. We also have the other co-host, Kelvin Fagan, who's a regular on the show, Monday to Friday. So we have in the room, he is here, he's sitting there waiting to crack on with the show, is the Guy R. Cook himself. He is here. So welcome, Guy R. Cook. How are you doing today?
Hey, great. Thanks for that introduction. Show today, of course, as you said, it's Thursday, B2B Thursday. It happens every week on Thursday. Today on October the 13th. Good morning, Kelvin. Good morning, Fraser. And we're going to give it a go. What, as they say in the mother country? And looking on ideas, I guess you'd say, for B2B Thursday. I did some research, and the first link I've got up in there is from a fellow. If I mangle your last name, Christopher, I'm sorry, but it reads as Christopher Antonopoulos, okay? And he works at writing blog posts, and this one he did on four B2B demand generation ideas, and he put it together for measuredresultsmarketing.com. And as we go down and look at this list, this nice little graphic he gave us, is there's four starting points to get your marketing part of your brain ticked over into thinking about what am I going to do for demand generation? Well, I am of the thought, though, rather than try something new, try something that's been proven to work. There's many, many people that'll have campaigns that are quite successful that in demand generation, Fraser about the Africa Scotland event that he's doing. And the demand generation for there, building that brand, it may well be of the order of don't try something totally brand new and have it fail, but rather try something that's been proven to work. Maybe you just have to change the words a little bit and give that a go, okay? So before you get all hot to be a rocket scientist and experiment, use the tried and true. The other one that we got is Mark DeBrand, who has an easy-to-say name, has got Halloween marketing ideas for both B2B and B2C. Well, of course, the Guy R. Cook Show talks about B2B, and that link is here. Okay? Measured Results Marketing put together this post from Chris. Oh, that's not the post I'm talking about. Halloween ideas. Duh. My bad. So you're going to look for and click on the link for Halloween market ideas for B2B brands. Excuse the scroll being off a little bit. We were talking earlier. The things that they address here are simply put easy as cake to do brain food for your campaign. Maybe you just need to do something as simple as this reference here, pair up with another company. Or maybe just create a social media scavenger hunt. I mean, you could have one heck of a scavenger hunt if you're working from Scotland to Africa, right? There's a lot of ground to cover. I mean, just looking for the old wine bottles in Spain would be busy work. So there, that's the long and the short of it. There's a couple of links there. This one for brilliant Halloween ideas for B2B. Let's scroll back up and take you to that section. And the one that we got first when we talked about B2B demand generation ideas. Those are both really good links. I think you're going to enjoy them. And the vintage on them, like this one just came out September of this year. So it's pretty late model stuff, as they say. Now, the one thing I forgot to do yesterday, and we get to shout outs, is, of course, we always do a shout out for Fraser Ramsey at Edinburgh Dusters, the company that likes to clean. He's an occasional co-host, as a matter of fact. There, if you're on that side of the ocean and you need cleaning done, give him a call. Operators are standing by. So, in order for the phone not to ring during the show, better quit doing that. The other shout outs we're going to give is thanks to Eileen Smith from basicblogtips.com for telling us about Screencast-O-Matic. That's what makes this adventure in recording work and work very well. The folks on the internet we know as Friends Just Chatting has a Facebook group that the page looks like this. And what's this? Friends Just Chatting podcast coming soon. Oh, wow. Can't wait to hear about that. And give that a go. It's a private group. Ask to join. And one of the admins will, based on your request, make that happen. But to find it quick and easy, and also to have us on iTunes, we use a thing called Podbean. So if you go to the Geyer Cook Report, .podbean.com, just like that little image shows. It'll look like this. Today I've got the link up for the show notes, and some days you'll have to wait for the link to be there depending on the clock on the wall and the things I've got to get done. But on that note, I think that I'm going to wrap up with follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. If you go to the show notes, you'll see a link up here on the top right, be a patron of our podcast. That's basically the nice way to say it. Give us money. That's what we do.
So just to wrap up, before you say those famous words, are you almost finished with your, what have you been saying? Yes.
Is this the shameless plug we're going to do for Africa Scotland?
No. Have you finished in your content? Yes.
Right.
Show notes.
Right. That's why you have now sharing the screen.
Okay. You have now been listening to the Geyer Cook Report with co-host Kelvin Fagan, as in from the future podcaster coming up soon, and also from Kelvin Fagan Photography. You've also been listening to the second co-host Fraser Ramsay from Investors, the company that likes the theme. And you're about to get those famous words from the man himself, Geyer Cook, to end the show.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Right. Same bad
time. Same place, same channel.
Exactly.
So, you going to say those famous words?
Yes. No, so, don't move because I have to turn my head after I say them. Right? I just simply say, it's just like magic. It's a wrap.